Apples are such a good hunger quencher, aren't they?
And you are always hungry.
Although, what's the right way to say it? It's not a hunger quencher. It's a thirst quencher. It also helps with thirst because there's a lot of water in there,
right? That's right.
And it's a hunger satisfier.
There you go.
Yes.
That's heard that before.
My snack of choice. AJ, Lori, we are awaiting the arrival of the great Anna D here for another edition of Listen and Learn.
Or not.
All right. And we are... in the midst of some really crazy times in the
here
world.
She
speaking
comes.
Of which, here,
we
here
get to
comes
share.
Anna D.
Oh,
speaking of crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, we only have, crazy in a good way, Anna D., we only have two mics. Our other mic is not working in here. So.
Tell about the meme that you sent to Anna. I actually sent it to her as well.
The meme that I sent, I forget the exact quote, but it was...
Don't blame me or don't...
It's about people who always associate lyrics of 80s songs to a conversation.
Moi?
And if it's not 80s, any song really for Anna or any movie quote.
Yeah.
And also I saw this, I wanted to touch base on this real fast because I thought of you initially when I was on Twitter this morning. One of the trending hashtags is greatest movie quote or movie line of all time.
Oh.
So make sure we get in there. Talk close.
So, my favorite?
There's so many.
I have so many.
I know. I'm so bad at remembering, but there are a couple that really stick out for me.
Yeah. Like right now, initially, I'm just thinking My Cousin Vinny, the entire movie, the entire script.
My Cousin
Vinny. The entire script. Even that lawyer that's like... the stuttering lawyer.
And I'm going with, here's Johnny from The Shining. Jack Nicholson.
See, I've never seen that. I'm too scared to see that.
Oh, such a good movie.
Oh.
And then A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
I've not seen that one either.
What?
Well, I don't think we were. I mean, were you even old enough to see that? I don't think.
What, The
we
Shining?
Either of them.
A Few Good Men. A Few
what
Good Men
years
came out.
Were those?
I like in the 90s.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men was like early 90s, and then The Shining was in 1980. I didn't see it when it came out. I was like six at the time, but. I saw it later in life, but that's just the movie, the quotes that, you know, stick in my mind. And, of course, anything from vacation movies.
Oh.
Clark Griswold. I mean, all of them. All. I could probably go through and recite the entire movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times.
You know what? I said Mariner Moose. I meant Wally. Who was the
you
moose?
You meant,
Wally.
Yeah, the moose was in Wally World.
Right.
And, Mariner Moose is the mascot for the Seattle Mariners, our minor league baseball, Major League Baseball team here.
Hey, we won last night.
And yes,
yes.
Yes. Okay. They're trying. Bless the Mariners' hearts. I mean, they're rebuilding, and they got some good young talent. They're trying to work through some things, and, you know, there's some a few good players that are going to make a difference down the road. So, yeah. I mean, it has
just
been
not
a rough
this year. Because we're not in the playoffs.
Yeah,
sure.
We joke around a lot with them, but, I mean, rebuilding can be tough, but there have been some flashes and
Flashes of
bad play, but there's also been some flashes of good play for the future, too. So shout out to the Mariners. We see you out there trying. You're giving it your best, and we appreciate that.
And my friend, the Mill Creek Corral, sang the national anthem.
Oh, wow. Make sure you're talking into that mic directly.
My friend who, our water, you know, we walk in the water in the mornings, her corral, the Mill Creek Corral, sang the national anthem. There was about 50 of them, and I guess it was
Mill Creek Corral, shout out. That's awesome.
And you know who else sang the national anthem?
Fitz. Yeah, Fitz from
That's
our sister
right.
station here.
That's right.
F-I-T with a Z.
Well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he pulled it off nicely.
Yeah.
The key is, and I noticed he started out low.
That's what I was going to say. It was like really low, so he could hit that.
Yeah, because I always thought, you know, because I'll try to sing it, and people that I've never tried to sing
you
it
go, like,
publicly, don't get me, but I'll start out too high.
Yeah.
You know, when you start
you
out too high, and then you get, to the part, you know.
See, I knew one song.
It's tough.
Lori.
So that's that. And the other moose, by the way, we got off track here,
was from
Wally World, it's the moose, Marty Moose.
Yeah. Marty Moose.
MARTYMOOSE. What's the spell, kids? Marty Moose, Marty Moose, Marty Moose. Yes,
mouse.
MOUSE. That's it, Marty Moose. Because Wally World's actually supposed to be like Disneyland, but they couldn't use Disneyland in the movie. Right. And then they had Roy Wally, who was supposed to be Walt Disney. Wally World was Disneyland.
And they
Marty Moose was Mickey Mouse.
They couldn't use a real security guard from Disney, so they used John Candy.
Yes. Oh, the great John Candy. Bless his rest in peace, man.
Oh,
that guy.
Man.
He had some. Oh, he was so funny.
Oh, I loved him so much.
There, you'd be hard pressed to find a role that he played in that wasn't good.
Yeah,
like a movie that wasn't good. Loved
like,
me some John
Home
Candy.
Home Alone. When he
was he in Home Alone?
He was in Home Alone. He was playing like the
accordion.
And
was he in the van?
Yeah, yeah. He helped the mom, Kevin's mom, get home to him.
Did he really? I don't remember. I got to watch that movie again.
Oh,
it's been so long.
Was
it the first Home Alone?
Yeah.
John Candy was in the first
Home
Alone.
Remember, Mom couldn't get a plane home, and so the accordion guys.
That was John Candy?
Waltz, yeah, he was in there.
Yeah. He goes, I'm sorry, I can't help hearing you, but you need to ride home. And, then on from there.
Now, while we're talking about John Candy, you guys ever see Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I highly recommend you watch Planes. Steve Martin is in there as well with John Candy.
It's such an old movie. I don't know if I'd appreciate it.
It's from 87. It's not that old. 87. It's not our wheelhouse.
It's like over 30 years old.
80s music. We love 80s music.
Right?
You always talk about 80s movies and shows.
That's true.
Come on
now. Okay.
Give it a try.
Give it a shot. It's really good. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Well, Anna did something really interesting over the weekend.
What did you do over the weekend,
what
Anna?
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even know
she
now.
She never knows. I always bring things up.
Honestly,
like, oh,
I'm surprised. You remember
Blends.
Your name sometimes, Anna.
Everything blends. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the
Friday.
Well, the first. Okay, first off, I will say, the Showbox has been around for over 30 years.
It's a concert venue here in Seattle.
Yes, and this is the first time I've ever gone to the Showbox.
I've only been there a couple of times too.
And there was a chance this year we might not have gone to the Showbox because it was going to close down. Mm-hmm. It was there was like this whole effort to save the Showbox in Seattle.
Didn't they save it? Didn't it
they
work?
Did save it.
Okay.
I mean, clearly because I went to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not closing after anytime soon.
They're not going to turn it into some apartment tower, people.
Well, that's good.
And yeah, it was really cool. And we didn't even, it is a concert venue, but we didn't go there for a concert.
What'd you go there for?
We went there to see a podcast.
Oh, really?
It was a podcast.
We should take our podcast on the road
someday.
Let's
do it on the road. I mean, clearly you can do this stuff. And these girls, they started out as YouTube stars.
Yeah.
Never seen them in my life.
What's the name of them?
It's called This Might Get Weird.
So what do they talk about?
They just talk about anything they observe. They just go out in the world, and then they observe it and then make fun of it that week. And it's really funny, the things that they end up, you know, seeing and doing and experiencing. And it's simple stuff to big stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And they were just really, you know, they loved our city. And
That's cool.
They had jokes about a gum wall.
Do you know where they're from?
One's from Carolina. One's from, I think, somewhere in the South. Oh, no, that is the South. Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And this was the first time I'd ever seen them in person. Like, I was supposed, everybody else in the room, like, have seen them like, for years.
We'll have to check them out. What's their names again? The name of the podcast?
Mamrie and Grace, and it's called This Might Get Weird.
This Might Get Weird. Okay, we'll have
and
to check that out.
And they toured the entire country, I think.
I think we should tour the entire country.
Let's do this. I think we should
ask our bosses to take, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months off. We'll get like a bus or an RV.
Yes, invest in us.
Yeah.
And,
we'll probably have to have, with our budget, we'll probably have to, you know, rent out an old beat up school bus.
Yeah.
I'll be the driver.
And we just go to like Enum Claw. some dive bar in Enum Claw.
We'll be in Roswell, New Mexico.
Right?
Or down there and all these little random points between here.
Walla, Missouri.
Yeah.
Woo! North Bend.
North Bend.
Wenatchee, we're coming for you. There'll be 14 people there.
Hello, Walla Walla!
So speaking of adventure,
yes,
I was at my great-nephew's first birthday.
Okay.
And these two girls walked in. They're about 20.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking around. And so me, I'm friendly. I'm like, hey, come sit here. And so I ask them, who do you know? And they go, well, actually, Lauren. And I go, Lauren? They go, yeah, I don't think she's here. And she goes, well, see, it's kind of weird. I got this phone 8 years ago, and I kept getting messages for Lauren. So when I got the party invite to Thomas's birthday, my friend and I went and bought a gift, and we're like, hey, we're coming.
And they had no idea who the birthday was for. They just know because
it was a one-year-old.
They were involved with a text for how long?
8 years.
They've had the same number, this number, and they were just getting texts, and they never texted back and say.
Well, yeah, they did text back, but so
this is not our number, but they still got texts from them.
Exactly, and so, so her name was Jessica. Yeah. She's adorable, and so she just texted Lacey, the mom, and is like, "Hey, I got to meet Lauren after all these years. Can
I come?" So they feel like they know him.
Yeah, and they brought a present, and it was the kid's favorite present. Thomas was like, "Loved that present." And we had the most delightful visit. It was I would never do that. They were so brave. And Lauren never showed up. So when Lauren did get there, they had left. I took a picture and sent it. We did a selfie.
Yeah.
To memorialize
so
it.
So funny.
And so I sent Lauren's picture to Jessica, and they couldn't come back. But yeah,
that is
so funny.
Did Lauren
even know who she was? Who they were?
No, because she hadn't been involved in the text because she had a new number.
That is
oh
so
my
crazy.
Gosh, that's awesome!
Yeah. So it made my day. I just loved it. I love talking to him, hearing about college. And
what a cool story! I've never heard of anything like that. That's like Wedding Crashers
right?
almost,
yeah,
except
it's a
birthday party.
Right. We fed him a hot dog and
just going to random parties.
It was awesome.
You only knew him from text all those years,
right? It was just crazy.
It all started with the wrong number.
That's
like
right.
Pen pals.
And
or
now
something.
You got yeah. It is
right.
kind of like pen pals.
I did ask her to be my friend. I don't know if she accepted. But
on Facebook?
On Facebook. So, you know, we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because if you're Facebook official, then you're really, truly
that's
friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
True
right?
friends.
Officially
true
friends.
Friend.
Because without that officialness, then it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
So I spent, if you notice, my fingers are all black. I got like workman's hands
you
today.
Do.
I can't. Well, I was putting black mulch in our yard today. We got mulch.
You are becoming a handyman.
Because... I got a $150 fine from our homeowners association
what?
Saying that we need to do a better job of upkeeping our front yard.
What?
And I'm doing the best I can. Okay? I'm doing
he
the best
did
I
his
can.
Best.
Our lawn is brown and I don't know. It costs a lot of money
wait,
to do that.
Wait. So you did the homeowners association then ding you for not having green grass?
They didn't say the official reason, but they said your yard needs better upkeeping, and this is your third warning.
That's embarrassing.
And I had, we figured it
third
was.
Third warning?
Yes.
Wait, what were the first two for? Oh, it just, my goodness.
Well, they're not being exact. They're not saying, well, it's because your lawn's too brown, or you need new mulch, or weeding, and this and that. But there's a few things that, look, as a dad working afternoons, Chase, it's hard to keep track of everything. And our yard is probably something that has gone by the wayside a little bit.
Yeah.
Because on a nice, beautiful
like how?
Weekend.
Do you have like cars with blocks underneath them? Or
no,
what's
not that bad.
On?
Not that bad. but on a nice weekend, I've got the choice of going kayaking, hiking, or doing drudgery
I know
work
what
around
you're gonna
the lawn.
Choose.
I'm going to go outside and play and bring the boy. And I've done that too many times. I know as a responsible homeowner and HOA, I got to do that kind of stuff. So
have you ever thought of hiring someone?
Yeah. I have. I've looked into that.
Do it.
And it's, you know, it's a pretty pricey thing to keep
you
your
know,
yard.
What you need to do is go to like Angie's List and or even Yelp, and then they'll get things around your neighborhood.
What about Tackle?
Well, especially if it's going to be $150, I might as well hire somebody to, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I won't have to worry about the fines.
I know someone who could do it for $40. We just found the guy. So if you
really?
Want. Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Maybe it depends. Do you have a yard? I mean, a big yard?
It's a solid, we're on a corner lot, so we got a fairly...
Fairly big,
big yard, and then
he could give you an estimate. So
yeah, let's talk about that here.
$40, man.
That would be awesome.
I
that
love
would be
networking.
Awesome.
Networking is so great,
even if it's out loud.
So we had you know for the windstorms over the winter, the ice storms, we had all those branches. I had like giant branches the size of trees all over my yard for a couple of months, and we were trying to cut them up, and I got all that done. Raked up the yard, and then by May, I was just done. I was just like, I'm tired of working in the yard. I just want to do something. So it was nice. I thought it looked all right. I mean, the grass was cut. We were weeded. And then we got these HOA violations. I'm like, I don't know. But they're not being exact with their reason. They're just saying you need more upkeep on your front yard. I'd rather have the reasoning. Like,
are they actually giving you a fee? Like a like an est like how much are you paying? Can you say or is it like over $10?
For what?
For like, are they digging you for something? Or are they saying, okay, you got to pay up because you're not doing something?
No, they gave me the third warning. I had to pay the
$150. Okay, then they need to itemize it. They need to tell you what
that's
exactly.
That's what I'm thinking, because they're just saying your yard needs upkeep.
Oh, and then it could be a scammer. Okay, send our $150 to this, and it may not even be HOA for reals.
Well, it's the name of our HOA, and it's official.
Anybody can make a logo, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to call these people. Email
well, I didn't send them any money.
Okay, good.
I didn't send any money to anywhere. But they sent me the paper, and it said on the paper, and it has the person's name and signature and all that stuff.
Yes.
And it looks like every other piece of article paperwork that we get from the HOA, except this one's like you're fined $150.
Okay. Yeah. They need to give you some sort of paperwork about what exactly you're doing wrong.
All right. Well, I'm gonna contact them and get more. But what we did is, you know, I cleaned off the roof. I swept up everything on the sidewalk. I weeded. Max helped me too, my 4-year-old. We put the mulch in. So I hope this helps.
It better.
I hope it helps.
You have dirty hands.
And take a picture of your nails and then they'll consider.
I know. So like, look what I did.
Look what happened to my nails.
But as for the lawn, that lawn, every year, it doesn't matter how much rain we get, it is completely brown.
And you aerated it last year.
And
you poked the holes, right?
Yes, we aerated it, and it did nothing but create. Now we have like patches of moss instead of where grass was, because they aerated, they dug it up a little bit, and I thought this might help. They seeded it.
I know.
We watered it.
You know what my parents used to do? And what? I don't know if it was just a Missouri thing, but they used to burn the lawn.
I feel like, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like
putting. They used to burn the entire thing. It was like black, but all the neighbors did. And I don't know what it did, but they said, yes, they used to burn the grass. It would be like charcoal black in front of our yard. And then it would like, they said, and I've never witnessed this, but they said that after you do that, then it would grow this nice new grass. So maybe burn your
Well, it's kind of like when a forest burns and everything grows back.
Yeah.
Or you could just get rocks and do a whole rock.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When we used to live in Texas and Nevada, and it was all like, you know, it hardly ever rained. So we just had, it was all rocks and it was beautiful landscaping. And I loved that. But I don't think my homeowners association, can you imagine if I had black lawn?
Oh, man.
And then I was talking about putting turf in there. I just want turf.
AstroTurf? Yes. So fake grass and
yes.
Green?
Yes, like the field turf that you see.
That's a good idea.
Spray paint it green.
Yes.
Spray paint.
That's what they do somewhere.
Really?
Gosh. No, actually, that's what they do in California, I've heard, that they spray paint their lawns.
I've seen that too. In Nevada, California.
I don't know. It's already dead. It's brown.
I just don't know what to do about it. It's brown all the time. It's okay until we got a little more rain this summer, so I got away with the green lawn, and then like the last 2 weeks, it's gone.
And you don't water it?
I tried to water it. We've been there. This is our fourth summer there. Yeah. The first summer, brown. Second summer, we aerated, reseeded. Grew back a little bit, but it's mostly now it's like grass, weeds, moss. Grass, weeds, moss patch. And then it's green in the spring, green in the early summer, and then boom, it's brown. You wake up one day, it's all brown.
Oh, man.
And that's where we are right now. And it's dead. It's dead, dead, dead.
Maybe you could put like a bouncy house. Yeah.
So I'm thinking the only thing left to do is to professionally get it dug up, like the whole thing dug up, reseeded. It didn't work the last.
Or AstroTurf.
I don't know if that's allowed. I'd probably have to contact my HOA, though.
Aren't there, like, you know, strips of grass, like, you could just place on
sod, it resod it? Is that, I don't know. That was the thing I miss most about renting is not worrying about this crap.
I know.
You know, it sucks because, you got a house and you got a nice little, you know, your property and you got your, you know, your.
But yeah, to upkeep that investment.
Yeah.
It's so costly. It's almost like, God, I miss it too. I miss renting because then if it was like, let's say a leak in the roof or something.
Right.
Then they are the ones who have to spend.
Right. And you're putting all your money into the rent, but it's not going towards something that's yours and you're building equity. I mean, we have a nice bit of equity in it. Yeah. I don't know.
HOAs can get really nasty. I know one that if you leave your garbage can out past the garbage
can. We got a couple warnings for that, too. I don't think I'm in very good with my HOA because we've gotten.
Is it a bunch of retired people?
I've never seen them. They have people driving around the neighborhoods every so often.
Checking.
Because that's what it is. I wish I would have brought the letter in.
Yeah.
But it said something the effect of, you know, in a recent drive-by of your neighborhood, notice that your front yard needs work and assistance. And, oh, one is the gutters. We had a loose, our front gutter over our garage is kind of hanging down. The nails came out, so I had to nail those back in there, which I did. That looked pretty shady.
But you Gorilla Glue it.
Yeah.
Oh,
duct
no.
tape it or something. But
AJ, you're a bad neighbor.
This is a wonderful opportunity for you, AJ, because now you told me the other day, the first time in all these years I've known you, that you are getting to be handy.
I am. I am getting handier. I'm getting handier.
Before, Nicole had to do everything.
Yeah, I am the unhandiest man in America.
Nicole had to do everything?
Oh, she fixes stuff. She puts stuff together.
You get something from IKEA, Nicole puts it together.
Oh, yeah. When you get something from IKEA, you know it's in like 18,000 pieces, right?
Well,
I don't have the patience or the know-how to do all that stuff.
But Nicole, she does it all.
My wife,
she can figure out those instructions from IKEA?
My wife is the handyman of the house.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there.
So he's learning.
I'm getting there.
I'm very proud of you.
I fix a clogged sink.
You fixed the light
in our kitchen. I had to turn the power off, rewire it, and all that stuff.
I screwed a light bulb. I'm like, wow, I could do that too.
And I screwed two light bulbs in.
Good job, AJ.
Yep, and I nailed up my gutter, and I put in some mulch today, and I think it looks better. Now we got to figure out the grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we got to figure out the grass.
Well, how can they get a hold of you to tell you what to do with your grass?
I don't
text
know.
Us. Text us at what was the number?
If you have any comments on what to do for a completely dead lawn, how to revive it, what do I need to do to make it green again? Text in to 37667. All right, and give us your lawn care tips.
I love it.
All right, now all this stuff here. Trying to get an escape for the past weekend. It was just a really rough weekend with news, all the tragedies, just the shootings, the Walmart in El Paso, and then it just seemed like hours later, in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio, very close. I grew up 2 hours from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Dayton. Very peaceful town. It's a college town. There's a college there. But yeah, with all those shootings and the deaths and the worst part. I mean, that's the worst part. Obviously, first off and foremost, and our thoughts are with the families and friends
Absolutely.
Of those people. I just can't imagine. But after that, you see on social media, you see the people that are arguing over, gun control laws and this race or this person or that president and. It's just like everyone's arguing at each other and angry and spewing venom. It's just like we need to come together a little bit more.
That's right. And you did something about that.
Well, I just thought it would be cool just to go out because I just got tired of hearing about it on the news, seeing all the people argue about it and just all the nasty venom that is just spewed out on social media when things like this happen. It's very disturbing and it's very heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. So I brought my son. He's 4. I got Mandy in promotions, and we bought like $100 worth of ice cream sandwiches and popsicles and just sweet treats, and we put them in a cooler, and we just went out to a local park, and we handed them out to people. Random acts of kindness, and we went out to people. City of Auburn, they do a great job out there at Lesko Park, and they have this program where they, families in the summer who, can't afford food, they give them a hot meal. They have at least one hot meal a day. They can go to this family center. Yeah. Every day they can go out there and they get a hot meal, and we were right there, delivering the sweet treats and desserts. So it just felt good. All different kinds of people, races, colors, religions. We were all out there just having a good time and just doing random acts of kindness. And it felt really good.
That is great. Because it's Max involved.
And I get Max involved too. And one of my favorite things is when he told me, Daddy, I like helping make people feel good. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about right there. But it's just been so heavy lately. Mm-hmm.
It is. And I look at you too with younger kids and I wonder how it's affecting you.
I was going to say the day after we saw Lion King at the theater, and I found myself intently looking at the exits.
Mm-hmm.
I
do that a lot.
And then I remember telling my husband our choir season at church. I'm like behind the altar with the choir. And once we get going, I'm like, anything can happen. Some of the stuff happened. The shootings have happened at, churches, anywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm like, I'm telling my husband, you guys are going to be in the pews. You just rush the kids out. don't worry about me. I'm going to have to, you know, because I can't get to you guys. And, you know, I'm like, I am planning things all the time of a getaway. You I'm almost, always planning
you have
my escape
to. And it's always in the back of your mind because of all these things that happen.
It has turned into the new normal.
Yeah,
and,
unfortunately.
You know, and then I found out, like, some of my high school friends, same conversation.
Yeah.
Same thing. They're like, her kids are in college and high school, and they're really talking about, what do you do? What do you do? I don't want to, I mean, none of us want to talk about this, but it's really turned into a thing.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, my son's four, so I don't even know how to begin to talk about it with him. Yeah. And he might still be a little young, but pretty soon we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I saw also, and I can't remember where it was. I don't know if it was Walmart, but stores are selling bulletproof backpacks.
Whoa.
For like $200. And
that's
I don't know
great.
Where that is. I'm going to put it in the old Google machine right now. But they actually have backpacks, bulletproof backpacks that won't stop ammunition from like semi-automatic weapons, but like handguns and different things like that.
Yeah,
kids are actually buying bulletproof backpacks now.
That is great. And, you know, gosh, I mean, I'm like starting to think, what if during PE, instead of the parachute game, maybe they do like Taekwondo or, you know, like... Or, I don't know, just some sort of fighting tactics and techniques to protect yourself, protect others. I mean, the one thing that really, you know, I start remembering is the kid who just 2 weeks before he graduated, he protected a whole bunch of his classmates, but ended up dying for them, you know, before he was going to graduate.
And it's right here, back to school backpacks, bulletproof backpacks. Office Max, Office Depot, other retailers are selling them a couple $100. Demand for these bullet-resistant backpacks have been on the rise since all the crazy stuff's been going on. The armor in the backpacks may not withstand the impact from the type of rifles that have been commonly used, but they can't stop bullets from like handguns and stuff like that. It's a start.
Yeah.
But man, it's crazy that, you're buying all these, crayons, glue, pencils, folders, bulletproof backpacks. It's just like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's so sad. And there's no overnight answer, I don't think, but I this is just, there's a lot of broken people in the world, of kids of all ages, people of all ages, and they're everywhere. They're people that you work with. They're people that you live with. It could be your family members. It could be your neighbors. It could be a complete stranger in a store that you're walking by. That's why it's important, I think, is to smile, be nice to people, and it could change their outlook. It could change the. It might not help. It's not good. You know, doing a random act of kindness isn't going to stop all this stuff because there's so many layers. I think there's so many layers to it in order to stop it, and I don't know if we ever will. But I think what we need to do as a society is help each other and be a little nicer to each other. And it starts, with young at home and, bullying in school. I think everyone needs to come together and really just take care of each other.
That's so true. And you were talking about the hate that's going on. And that's with social media, it's so much easier to attack.
Yeah.
And my kids were middle school, high school when 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you want to go to school? Well, they wanted to go to school. And then the next 2 years, there was about 6 bomb threats at their school, small school.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked about it because when they're that age, 4 is a little hard. But when they're middle school, high school, you talk about these things. And I didn't want them to live in fear.
Right.
I wanted them to go forward. But also, it's like you said, Taekwondo, how do you train kids for this? But I agree with the kindness. And how many times have you heard a story? I mean, I've heard it a lot. People that were going to commit suicide, but they heard someone on the radio or they got a phone call or a text
that
was kind or just what they needed.
A simple act of kindness can do so much for someone.
So that's a great challenge. You know what I mean? Many people can you smile at? And especially servers and grocery clerks, we get so frustrated with them. And most of the time, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know, can we offer a little grace to people going through hard times? We don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What they've been through. Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the and I don't want to do any piss off any gamers, but what are your thoughts on these video games that just go around where you blow people's heads off? And I don't even know what those are, but I To me, I don't know if that's an issue. I don't see the fun in it. But man, there's a lot of violence, and there's a lot of, you know, kids and adults that are into that violence, and it's just like, do you think that's making people a little less sensitive to?
I don't know.
Human life. I mean, that's a big question.
I don't know.
I don't think I don't like them. I'll just tell you, I don't like them. I don't think they're needed. I don't like where it's gone. I don't think we need those kinds of games out there.
I'm not quite into it either, but I know it's there and it's been there for ages. I mean, even before.
But they've gotten really bad in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like real life.
You're just blowing someone's head up. They're trying to stop a school shooting video game that's.
And
I can't believe somebody even made that.
I almost feel like some of these games are desensitizing people.
Yeah.
And that to me is dangerous. I'm not blaming the video games on the, you know, that's not why these things are happening, but I think a lot of kids and people are becoming desensitized with games like that.
So,
does that make sense?
Yes. When my kids were little, there was an event at the fairgrounds, the Ferris wheel.
Uh-huh.
A man got caught, the owner actually got caught up in the chain and was thrown onto the fence and impaled.
Oh.
And a bunch of our 4-H'ers were on the Ferris wheel and witnessed it. And so we got them off. We got them the first, not the first responders, but emergency people who had been trained, put them all on a bus, which I was not happy about. I took all my 4-H'ers off the bus.
Yeah.
I'm like, they do not need to be secluded. But they said, most of these kids on the bus said, it just looked kind of like one of our, a movie or a video game.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This happened to my friend this weekend. She sent me a text. She had gone to visit family. And she left because she was trying to talk with the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so wrapped up in their video games. So then she was kind of teasing them, trying to get them to just interact with her. Well, that made them mad.
Yeah.
And so then they started cursing at her. And, I mean, she loves her nieces and nephews.
Sure, sure.
But she was so upset she left. And I just thought, that is too much when it so absorbs them that they can't even interact with adults.
Yeah. I don't know. Just when I see kids just doing these things and just blowing people's head off and, you know, killing this and masses and massacring this and massacring that. I don't know. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm out of touch. And like I said, I'm not blaming the video games because it's certainly not. There's plenty of people that do that don't go around shooting up people. But I just think it might be desensitizing some. And
you know,
I don't know.
I remember.
Maybe I'm way off base here.
I remember even the, you know, when we were kids and we're playing like things like Pac-Man and Donkey Kong, our parents would complain about that. And I'm sure whatever
they
were.
About Pac-Man and Donkey Kong?
Well, you know, but maybe not about violence, but just too much video gaming and stuff
too
like
much
that.
Of anything.
Being
right.
on, you know, and then looking at the TV too much with the five channels that we had. You know what I mean? And then I'm sure back in their day when they were kids, you know, old people were complaining about what they were doing. And, you know, oh, you're on the telephone too much, you know, or whatever.
I think regardless of, you know, any kind of video games, and I think the most important thing we can get out of this is there's so many layers to how we improve this and stop this, but I think the most important way to start is by doing simple random acts of kindness and taking care of each other and being nice to each other. I think that is key, and I think especially back to school with all the bullying going on, it's important. You know, as parents, we need to make sure we instill in our kids, you know, how important it is to accept everyone. To be you know, polite and kind and respect. That's something that has to be. And also, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And empathy. Yeah. Compassion and empathy.
Definitely.
We need to teach that. And that's how we're going to stop, at least I think, improve how the society acts towards each other.
And for people who are lost already, so if it's kind of too late for you know, if you know somebody that's just lost or hurting all the time, and you know, it'd be nice to be an ear for them or be there for them, and you know, not just talk at them like you say, you know, but just really listen to them, because it's almost sort of like, you know, you could be sort of a therapist for somebody. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's always good to talk it out to somebody, a good friend, someone you trust, or even a sibling, or
and someone I think we trust more than anyone right now, and someone who can really put a phrase on this, life coach Lori, who makes a living pretty much out of this. She has a book. It's called
Did Not See That Coming.
And your little podcast is called
Enough.
Okay, now Lori, we've talked a lot about this, and mm-hmm. if there's anything that you could put your spin on, maybe some advice or words of wisdom for us here, your life tip, I guess you could say, what do you have for us?
You had really good advice, which was take your kids out. Mm-hmm. You know, you took Max out, you let him witness that. And I think that is so good to get our kids involved in public service and volunteering. Anna, you had a really good idea about talking, listening, and, you know, and most of all, being kind. But there's one more thing. And I think families that, you know, you guys both are married, you haven't been through divorce, but families that are divorced, a lot of times the parents have different ideas about sure. how to raise the kids, not necessarily one's right or wrong. But what I learned early on, first of all, you never bad talk the ex, but is ask them questions. So if they're playing a lot of video games, ask them what they're thinking. You know, get car time with them.
Sure.
That's when they talk. Ask them what's going through their head when they're playing these video games. Just try to understand where they're coming from and get them some exercise. Get them outside if you can. And I know you work on that, Anna. You try to get your kids outside when you come home from work. I think that that activity, and you're very active, mm-hmm. and I raised my kids on a farm, so they had plenty of room to run. I think that's really something helpful.
And if your kids are stuck on video games like mine, it is important to make sure they're getting real life experiences somehow sure. out there in the world so they can smell, touch, you know, talk to people, relate to people and stuff like that, just like
yourself. And issue that challenge, you know, issue that challenge to your kids, to your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your coworkers. Do something nice for a stranger today. What can you do to put a smile on someone's face?
Yeah, and I like that. Ask the question and maybe even make it a project for the weekend. Okay, this weekend we're going to do something and let them come up with it. Who knows what they would come up with that might be a kindness for someone. It's easy for us to come up with ideas, but listening to them and seeing, I mean, I'd love to hear what Max says.
Yeah, of course,
he's going to be, let's get ice cream. But I love it that he's so little and he's, you know, and I know your kids have worked in the food bank. And that has been really a great experience. My kids grew up with horses and 4-H, mm-hmm. so they always volunteered at the horse shows. And if they didn't, they didn't ride.
Right.
I didn't put up with any of that. I want to raise good citizens who know how to volunteer.
Life Coach Lori, Anna D, my name's AJ. We're in Seattle, and this is Listen and Learn.
Or not.
Thank you so much for listening, and let's take care of each other a little more, shall we?
Yes. Amen. Bye-bye now.